Nevada lawmakers are moving forward with a measure aimed at implementing the state's new pupil-centered funding plan. But as KUNR's Paul Boger reports, educators were among the bill's toughest critics.
The Senate Finance Committee approved SB 439 late yesterday evening, just a day after lawmakers introduced the measure. It would officially implement the state's new pupil-centered funding plan. It's a mechanism lawmakers created last session to shift K-12 funding from a traditional program and enrollment-based model toward one more focused on individual student needs. Presenting the measure, Superintendent of Public Instruction Joan Ebert hailed the plan as the future of education in Nevada.
This work is difficult, but it couldn't be more important than it at this moment where we are currently redesigning the future of education.
Teachers, on the other hand, had a wholly different take. Among their top concerns is the lack of additional K-12 funding in the bill. To fully implement the plan would cost the state an additional $2 billion over the next decade, according to the state commission that drafted the funding mechanism. It's also drawn criticism for not doing enough to guarantee future revenue increases for public schools in rural areas. Chris Daly is with the Nevada State Education Association. He says the teachers' union has remained opposed to the measure since its inception in 2019.
Nevada deserves a significantly more inclusive and transparent process on such a major policy shift, and we were promised our voices would be heard this session. Yet here we are with SB 439, developed behind closed doors with no stakeholder input or even a preview of its content this time.
Despite objections from the state teachers' union, members of the Clark County Education Association voiced support for the bill. They say it'll send money where it's most needed. Paul Boger, KUNR News.